broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
I didn't hear nothing.
You
shut it off.
Well, yeah, because it's about a second behind.
It is?
Yeah. So, it is. See, so.
There's a little delay.
Yeah.
A little delay.
Yeah.
A little late. Welcome to Sports Talk. I am Bob Stalger, my man across the street. Across the table is Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how you doing tonight?
Good, Bobby. How you doing?
I am wonderful. The awesome guy behind the mic, the owner, operator of Fort Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer. Spencer, how are you tonight?
Not too bad.
And we welcome in the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians basketball team.
Amen.
Mr. Bobby Leverett. Mr. Leverett, how are you tonight?
Good. Real good.
Glad you could make it up, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
We, we'll just get right into talking about the guy hoops. We got off to a really good start. 4-2, I think we started out.
Shout out again.
Yeah, 4-2 going into Christmas.
hit a law.
Right.
Made some changes in your lineup,
yep.
And I would say we're playing some pretty good basketball right now.
I think we are. Obviously Tri-Village, who's ranked fourth or fifth in Division III.
Pretty good, yeah.
It was one of those games where we told the guys, hey, we got nothing to lose. Let's go out and see if we can compete with them. And we did for a quarter and a half. And, you know, it's a Saturday night game. How exciting can you get to go play the fifth-ranked team in Division III?
Yeah.
That sounds like an excuse, but you don't take anything away from that. The tournament draw is already done. It's not a league game.
It ain't going to make any difference.
And my challenge to them was just, I want to see who's going to compete. I want to know who I can put in tournament time that's going to go out and compete for me. So that was kind of what we wanted to take out of that one.
And it's senior night, and they're not going to lose on. I mean, not saying
right. And they had just got beat the night before for the league championship against Rebel Shawnee, so they were a little butthurt when they got there. Sagastra didn't even talk to me. He's a guy you can go, bounce some ideas off of. And I got there and I asked him where do we want to film from. He's like, wherever you want to go. Yeah. And I'm like, well, where's? I don't care what you do. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to stay down on this.
Let me get that burr out of your ass.
And usually, if you're the visiting coach, the home coach will usually come over and talk to you.
Nice,
When you have you have a group of seniors, and your son is one of those seniors, and you hit a law.
Yes.
And we got to change something up.
Yeah.
And you've been friends with those kids since they were knee high to that had to be hard.
That was probably the toughest coaching decision I've ever made at any level.
Yeah.
That was probably for that reason, since there's that connection since I've coached since third grade, and I probably gave them too long of a leash for that reason.
Yeah.
I probably should have done it. But in the same sense, some of those younger kids weren't ready early in the season.
Yeah.
They needed that 14 games of JV and freshman ball to kind of get to the level that they are now. And once we started to see them compete with us in practice and really take it to some of our guys, then it was kind of like, okay, we got to do this. They bring energy. They bring length.
Yeah. I feel like since you did that, I feel like the seniors got a little fire under their
Oh, absolutely.
I think they
Reese Guggenbeller.
Reese Guggenbeller turned
particularly,
it up.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. We got a few more wins under our belt if he plays like that earlier in the season. And I talked to him and Alex about some of that stuff at about, probably right after the New Year's. I didn't think they had a very good stretch there where they weren't hitting some shots. And not that they just got to hit shots, but I didn't think their defense effort was as good as I wanted it to be. And then they weren't rebounding very well for us, and I talked to him. I'm like, guys, we need you, And a couple more games go by, and it's like, okay, now we gotta probably ought to do this.
Gotta happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, and those freshmen and Hayden Seifring that played quite a bit. Those guys have 12, 10, 12, 15 games instead of one or two or three or coming right out of junior high onto varsity. That sometimes that'll work. There are some players that can do that, but most of the time they need to get into that really good competition and get a little more confidence, knowing they can play in high school and different from junior high. And I think that made a lot of difference. You know, maybe some people might say, well, he should have done that at the beginning of the season. Well, no, probably not.
Right.
Because that's a real good way to make a kid lose his confidence playing against noticeably tougher competition without working into it, I think. So I'll let you go ahead. But
I thought the Minster game was an interesting game because we're like tied up halftime. We played a really good second quarter, play a good third quarter. They're down a couple good players, but they're still solid. That big kid's...
It was a different game plan than they would have had with Steffi and Niemeyer.
Absolutely.
And we can't, you know, we're not built to guard that muscle down low. I thought when Albers hit that three going in the fourth quarter, it all kind of took the wind out of our sail.
But we got three possessions of absolute great looks.
Couldn't get any.
Wide open shots, and they all were...
Close.
You got to shoot those three shots.
Oh, you got to.
Right.
And it was kind of like epitome of our season. We just have a hard time sticking a hole.
Yeah. And we, you know, when we talked at the beginning of the year, that's what I told you guys. It's going to be, we've got to find a way to score. You know, and early on we thought, okay, let's slow this thing down. Let's make it a possession game. Let's take high quality shots. And we won some games early by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get into the max season, you know, now they know everything about you, you know, and it's harder to even do. So then when you don't have a really good scoring team, now you're limiting those possessions even more, you know, now now it just amplifies itself more.
You can't.
And we kind of created robots by doing that.
Yeah.
And that's not what I want. I've said that from the get-go. We don't want kids that that have to run sets. We want to just run our motion offense. And we created robots by slowing the pace down so much.
Yeah.
So,
and it also, when you're limited ball handling, I mean, it's hard to get into that flow where you can just get the ball at your point guard and go.
Yeah.
You know, Troy's done a good job, but he's a limited point guard.
But I tell you what, his floor game has been better this year than I thought it was going to be. I mean, he's averaging one turnover a game, which is incredible, you know, and he's just got...
Found his blue up. Just
buzz by. That was just somebody in...
That was Troy.
Pick up Troy.
Troy.
Yeah. You know? I don't know if anybody can hear.
As much as he handles the ball, for him to average one turnover a game, and we're averaging right at 10 for a team, so that's anything 10 and under is really, really good.
That's pretty good.
It's just the scoring part has been tough for us, and then... You know, not putting complete games together.
Yeah.
We'll play 3.5 quarters and then,
we'll start
off good in the first quarter and then the second quarter we'll nosedive. And then we'll play two good quarters to end the game. And the Newton game was finally a game where we put that together and kind of gave us maybe we are on the right path here with bringing some of those younger guys up.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get ready for tournament by doing that. So.
Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the season, talk about your program as a whole. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a three-piece fried pollock dinner, a one- or two-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an eight-piece sautéed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their two-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. On Monday, April 8th, Fort Recovery will be in the center of the path of a rare solar total eclipse, and our public library will be giving out free solar eclipse glasses to the public on Saturday, March 2nd, from 9 a.m. to noon. Just drive through the alley beside our library from Forsyth Street, and you'll be able to get up to four pairs of the solar eclipse glasses per family, so you can safely view the once-in-a-lifetime full eclipse. There won't be another total eclipse here in Ohio for 75 years, so be sure you're ready to safely view this one. Watching the eclipse without adequate eye protection can cause temporary or even permanent eye damage. Sunglasses are not proper eyewear for directly viewing the eclipse. All the libraries in Mercer County will be distributing 40,000 pairs of free solar eclipse glasses on Saturday, March 2nd, and here in Fort Recovery, you can get yours by just driving through the alley by the library, enter from Forsyth Street, anytime between 9 a.m. and noon. If you're unable to get there that day, the glasses will be available at all of the county's libraries during regular library hours, while supplies last. Now to attend the Fort Recovery High School Drama Club's presentation of The Wizard of Oz. There will be three shows, Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th at 7 p.m., and an afternoon matinee presentation on Sunday, February 25th at 2 in the afternoon. Mr. Knuth and the students have been practicing hard, and it's going to be great. Get out to the middle school auditorium for this great show, 7 p.m. on Friday, February 23rd and Saturday, February 24th, and again on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock on February 25th. It's The Wizard of Oz, presented by our high school Drama Club.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
And we're talking about this season so far, and we have our last MAC game tomorrow, or Friday, at New Bremen, a game that they have a really good point guard, but they also, like us, have trouble scoring. Hmm. And it'll be, I'm sure it's going to be their senior night.
Yep.
But it's, if we're going to get ready for the second season, it's a big game.
We need to play well at New Bremen just to kind of send that message going into Upper Soda Valley that we're for real and that we can win a sectional. Mm-hmm. Because if we can win an upper, then we've got the winner of New Bremen and Ridgemont. So, huge game. They play a 1-3-1. Back to a 2-3 like we do, but theirs is more a standard where they're guarding areas where we match up out of ours, and they like to shoot it a lot. I mean, they play free. It'll be a tough game. They've lost seven games by 5 points or less this season, so kind of similar to us,
right?
Yeah, kind of right there on that verge. But Aaron Tiemann's really good point guard. Keaton Putoff can shoot it pretty well. Bill Lawrence's boy Jack is a fun kid to watch. So it'll be, hopefully it's a dogfight. Obviously, getting win number 8 would be huge going into the tournament.
That would be nice.
I just want to see some good effort and just the quality that we want moving forward.
We talk about the season so far, and we'll talk to individual players in a little bit. But when you look at, and we talked off the air, Lincoln View, Arcanum, Parkway. Who's the other one?
Fort Laramie. They were horrible.
Yeah.
We knew. That was a bad one.
Four games right there that if we win,
yeah,
we're 11-10 right now.
Right.
Yep.
And, you know, Laramie was one in overtime, 1 point in overtime.
Yeah.
Parkway was three. And then the other two, I don't remember what they were, but we were whipped.
Yeah.
We were dog tired in those games. That was after St. Henry and Marion back to back. I'd love another shot at those guys, but you know, you got to find a way as a team, and we didn't. And I take some blame for that as a coach, not having, you know, stressed enough to the players at how important these wins are early in the season. And you throw four more at us and we're sitting here 11-10 with a higher seed. Probably playing in the same game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right.
That's the way the seedings
fell.
Yeah.
So when you're addressing that team, when you're addressing your boys and you're saying, guys, here it is, and do you bring that up? You said, guys, we have four games that we should have won. If we'd be sitting here 11-10, what kind of attitude would we have?
We've talked about just the difference between a win and a loss, how minuscule it is. Yeah. You know, it's two free throws here and there. It's four turnovers. It's, you know, two offensive boards that a team could get. That, you know, it's such a fine line of winning a game or not.
Or an 8-point run that the other team makes when you had a turnover after they made a shot.
Yeah, it's just a problem.
You talked about it. I mean, we've had probably four or five games that we've had one quarter that was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had a bad quarter. Yep. And then you pay them. Three quarters, we beat them.
Right.
We beat the team, but they get us on that one quarter.
And we've touched on that. And I think that's why the kids are still engaged. They're still working their butts off in practice because they know they're right there. You know, it's just, they're so close to being a 500 team or even a 13 or 14 win team, you know. And I think that's what gives them hope to win a sectional.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And another thing that makes it easier is that you're absolutely great kids.
Oh, that's a
kids. Yeah,
I mean,
I've been spoiled these first 2 years with not only good kids but great parents.
Yeah,
I mean these parents they're awesome.
Yeah,
and that's why the kids are good.
Yep. So. Yep. Yep. We look at your JV program. Let's talk about them right now. So your JV program starts out, and you got all those freshmen down there,
right?
And we knew they were pretty athletic. But then they turn out to be really pretty good basketball players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're winning and they're having fun. And then you move some up and then you bring in these other kids. And I watched Doug Benn play Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Great game.
Doug Benn.
Kid's got some potential, don't he?
You ain't whistling dicks.
He's got long arms. That bad kid is long.
And he just works his ass off.
Yeah, he works hard.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you see a kid like that who could be 6'6".
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
He's not done.
Who will work at it.
And he just busts his ass. He is a coach's favorite by far. That kid, when he came in as a freshman, I remember watching him in the eighth grade. I mean, he couldn't do a left-handed layup.
Right.
You know, and we do, it's called perfection layups, where, you know, it's a bunch of skill stuff up and down the floor. And by Christmas time, his freshman year, you know, he was just made huge strides. And a lot of that, guys, was him on his own at home.
Yeah. Working.
And, you know, in the summertime and this and that. And from where he's come from there until now is unbelievable.
He quite possibly has the best opposite hand of anybody in the whole program.
He's got a good left little finish.
I like that too.
And he's firy too. He's got some plays with emotion. And a lot of those, a lot of that freshman class does, that sophomore class. Those are two emotional classes. They play with a little bit of swagger.
Yeah.
Senior class is a little bit more reserved, and so is the junior class, a little bit more laid back. So.
Yeah, and I think when you look at that, you'll like that fire because that's the way you play.
Absolutely, I love it. I mean, just yesterday in practice, we start off some skill work about 15 minutes just to stay sharp on some things, and me and Coach Dilworth, Scott Dilworth, had the wings and the guards, and we did some sweeps and finishes, and we were playing half court, and Troy Holman swept it and finished at the rim, and I went crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like,
that's what I want.
Here we go, you know? All right. It was just an aha moment. Like, that was exciting.
Yeah.
And I love kids that play with that emotion. We're getting there. Like I told you guys off the air, it's been a learning curve for me these first 2 years, and I know we've lost some games because of my inexperience as a head coach, and you're going to have that. That's just part of it. I've told my staff. I'm like, guys, I'm not perfect. I've told my players, I'm not the smartest guy in here. I don't have all the answers. Believe me, a lot of this I'm just winging. So I give my coaching staff a long leash. I do not micromanage. I trust all those guys with what they say and what they believe, and we kind of bounce ideas off each other and go.
And it looks like you guys are having fun.
We're having a blast. Yeah. Absolutely. For only having 7 wins right now, I don't want it to end.
Right.
Yeah. I don't. Usually you would be exhausted. I just can't just get over with soon enough. And it's not like that. I'm going to cry like a baby when it's over.
Yeah.
Because I just lost 5 seniors that I've had since the 3rd grade.
Since they were little.
And one happens to be your son.
Yeah. And then now I'm going to have to see them the rest of their lives, and we'll have memories and some good stories and stuff. Yeah,
absolutely, you will.
Yeah.
That is. And not only talk about Doug Benn, but the freshmen as a whole. You got the Bargy kid and Breaker and Fort Camp, kids that you moved up to varsity.
Right.
Who are different than anything we got right now. They'll go get that ball. Then Breaker, Judy, and Bargy will both. They'll go after.
Right. And I hate to say this word, but they're basketball kids.
Yeah.
They play AAU in the summer. Grant doesn't, but he gets it. He's just a highly competitive kid.
Yeah.
They'll love those three, but I'm really high on the other three freshmen.
Yeah.
Brady Evers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
That kid.
When's he going to hit his growth?
He's going to start growing when Carter Ford Camp does.
Yeah.
So does Reed Westgrove. I'm telling you guys, they're going to walk in the door this in a couple summers, and they're going to be 6'4" and 6'5", like those other two.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then people are going to have some problems.
Well, if you watch Fort Camp and Evers out there, and if you just sit there and watch them and watch them stroke it,
they have gotten great form. Oh, they're so smart.
Yep. Yeah, and you just all they got to do is catch up, and you're right.
And that's what we keep telling them, like, guys, stay with us. Stay with us, And that was the other hard decision, was moving those other three up, was then we had to cancel our freshman schedule.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And we told those three, hey, here's your opportunity. Now you're going to get some JV minutes. Probably didn't get as much as I wanted them to, because there's so many of those sophomores that needed to play too.
Yeah.
But they got some experience in those games, and that will help.
Yep.
And I hope they stick it out. It seems like they will.
There's a really good chance that Evers and Fort Camp, you're starting back guard JV next
year. Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Absolutely.
And they seem, from day one, they seem to know the game.
They are smart kids.
Knew what they needed
to do.
They've
got some basketball IQ. Yeah. Yep.
I agree.
And we've got, our eighth grade classes doesn't have great numbers. Not sure how many guys will come out of that group. So, yeah, you're definitely, those guys are definitely going to be in that JV mix of sophomores, and then
they're gonna get a lot of people.
Who knows what they come back as juniors.
Yeah. Right. So, absolutely.
Yeah, fun group of kids.
Maybe they'll be like Ryan Post was, grew 6 inches over one summer. He went from 5'8" to 6'2" or whatever it was. Just Tammy said they had to buy 3 sets of clothes for him that summer.
I can believe
he just kept growing. Every time they turned around, he's 2 inches taller.
Yep.
Your senior class, you got 5 of them little fart smellers. And I love them. I love them kids.
They are awesome.
And you talk about a tough decision when we got to look at Doozy and say, Doozy, we got to make some changes.
Right.
How'd they accept that?
Obviously, they probably weren't real happy with the decision because they lost some playing time by doing it. But they're team guys, and that's how I kind of explained it to them. Like, we've got to see the big picture of this. And if we want to make a tournament run, we've got to have a bigger bench. We've got to have more energy. You're going to have to sacrifice some playing time by some of these younger kids coming in. And I think, at first, they probably weren't, like I said, real happy with it. But now, I think Reese has responded. I think it's taken some pressure off of Alex by doing it. Now he doesn't have to, because I think at some point in the season early on, he kind of felt like he needed to create a shot a little bit.
Yeah.
And then that's not him.
No.
He's a spot-up shooter for us.
Yep. It's 2 big threes in a game.
And a kid that can hopefully use his 6'2 length and defend for us. And I think we got away from that early on.
Yeah.
And now he can go back to that when he comes in and plays a few minutes at a time.
Yeah.
He knows, oh, my job is to come in and hit a three.
Lock a three. And yeah.
Guard somebody and get some rebounds. Yeah. And go hard for that 1 or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And Mason Diller, that's his role.
Right.
I mean, I can't count back.
In the second quarter, Mason Diller's coming in that game.
I can't count back to a game where he hasn't come in and got 3 or 4 rebounds and a stick back.
Yep. Yeah.
Mason's got his 2 points. Yep. All right. Sub next. Yeah. And then he gets the job done.
He does.
And he's another kid that has accepted that role. You know, he might not want to admit it, but I think deep down inside he's happy because we're playing well right now and they got a chance to hopefully win a sectional by us.
Gavin Evers.
Yeah.
Started out slow.
Yep.
Football.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right now, I mean, him and Briggs, probably your biggest weapons scoring.
1-2.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Gavin is just he's a freak athlete. I mean, you see him dunk, you know, before games and stuff. And I said, man, you can get up for being 6'1". He's like, Coach, I'm only 6 foot. It sounds better. when you dunk like he does and he's only 6 foot. But no, I mean, when he gets out there, and I get on his ass all the time in practice because he'll catch it on the wing and he won't square up to the basket to see his driving lanes. He's so used to passing it off and just being a roll guy to where it's like, hey, Gavin, you know, you got to be a threat for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you can drive and get in there and create. Go do it.
Got to do that triple threat.
And I got on his butt today. He did. He caught it on the wing and didn't even look at the basket and pass it to the wing. And I'm like, tweet, Evers. I know. You know.
He knew right away.
He knew. He knew. So, but no, he has been great down the stretch here for us. This is just another body, like I said, making that bench bigger for us. And he started a few games for us, which I think gave him some confidence.
Does he know how good he is?
No.
That's the impression.
I think Dylan was the same
Dylan
way.
Was the exact same way.
So you're humble, exactly right. So just
right.
No emotion on his face.
Oh, we tell him
just
all the time.
Plays like, his butt off.
Just drive down the lane and dunk on somebody sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we talked about Troy and we talked about Googs and Doozy and who's the other senior? Not Count Rex. Who's our other one? Who am I missing? Oh,
Gavin Foley.
Gavin.
Yeah.
So Gavin gets hurt.
Yep.
Gavin just plays his butt off. He's had a good season.
Yeah. Mr. Game, Gavin might have helped you. Because he probably could have banged with that kid a little bit.
Absolutely.
I think he could have banged with him a little bit.
He was. So he got hurt right away after the Greenville scrimmage, I believe. Hurt his hand. Came back just in time for the Jay County game. And then, St. Henry tripped over Briggs and just bruised the crap out of his back, basically. So
back,
nothing he could do, just, you know, stretch and rest. And then, you know, he'll probably be, you know, he'll get more minutes here this weekend and then going in the tournament, obviously. So just, God, I'm so happy he came out.
Yeah.
You know, he hadn't played since the eighth grade and he went to state tournaments last year with Rex and I and the old man and we told him it was a recruiting visit, you know, and I was just, you know, Rex is like, he might play, Dad. I said, I hope he does, you know, and then the next thing you know, he's going to the gym with Rex, you know, all summer, and now it's like, I think he might play.
He might play. Yeah.
And then he ends up playing, and just like, wow, I'm glad he did. I hope he's having a fun time.
I think his
mom and dad are enjoying it, going to the games and stuff, so, just great that he came out.
Yep.
Yeah. And then last but not least is Rex. What a kid, first of all. And I'm telling you right now, he's a neat kid.
He's a great kid.
And he has battled. And it ain't always went his way.
Right.
But it ain't because of a lack of effort.
No, he's had some games where he hasn't always, I guess, won the battle. But he, you know, like you said, he battles.
He works hard.
Yeah. He works hard. I wish and Jackie and I were talking about this the other night. I wish his offensive game would have been better this season. You know, I don't think he's shot the ball like he could. I don't think he's scored like he could.
But you know, I mean,
but he's
the one kid that's coming off with some playing time last year. I'm sure he's getting looked at and
absolutely
trying to stop him.
Yeah, he gets
he's going to get
all their best defender.
Yeah,
he does. You know. With that being said, he's rebounded for us. He's our leading rebounder.
Strong.
He's second in the count or in the league in blocks, right behind Cole Albers by a couple blocks on the season. So he's probably our facilitator defensively, even though Coach Metzger gets on his butt a lot. Yeah. But he can. You know, he knows that Rex will respond to that. You know, and I shouldn't point out the offensive stuff because it's more than just that in the game of basketball. But I kind of thought he would. His senior year would be more like a sophomore year of JV.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of thought he'd have that type of season. And he hasn't, but we still got some games to go. So who knows if he could get it clicking offensively. And
oh, absolutely.
I don't think he shoots enough.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I would have him shoot at least 3 3-pointers a game. First of all, he's our best shooter.
Yeah, he needs to get some shots off.
He's lanky enough. But think about when he was a JV player.
Yeah.
The kid can flat out stroke it.
He shoots probably 1,000 jumpers a week on his own.
I want him to shoot 11 3-pointers tomorrow night.
Hopefully he's listening to you because
Rex, if you're listening, I want 11 threes tomorrow. Bring it down.
Bobby's giving you free reign, baby. Let her fly.
Let her fly, baby.
I have given him free reign.
I'm okay if he shoots 11 and only makes 6.
Yeah, that'll still work.
Yeah. We'll even take five.
That'd be okay. That's 45%. So I'll be okay with that.
Yeah. No, he's a good kid. I love being around him, not just saying it because he's my son, but I never had a brother growing up, and we kind of have that relationship. Yep. There's a lot of poking and at each other. Yep. So.
And this year at state tournament, you probably see him down there.
Yeah, he's going to tag along.
Yeah,
think he'll be there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's take a break. Come right back. We'll talk about I got some questions for you about the program. And we're going to talk more. We'll get you out of here real quick, though.
Yep.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun. And fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will begin their tournament trail at Wayne Trace. They'll take on the Lady Raiders at 7 o'clock and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game. On Friday, the boys will end their regular season schedule playing at New Bremen. We'll simulcast WPGW for the varsity game. If the girls win on Thursday, they'll play on Saturday at Parkway. That game will start at 7 o'clock, and we'll simulcast WPGW for that game. It's the end of the regular season for the boys and the beginning of the tournament for the girls. So get out to all the games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Now you're back.
All right, now we're back. We're here with Coach Lever.
I had to get the stinger in. Stinger.
We're talking about the program as a whole. So program as a whole.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Cupboard's not bare.
No.
No. Third grade class is pretty nice.
Third grade?
Third grade, yeah.
Wow.
Gotta know that.
Troy Greasup's got a son down there. That's pretty good. Little lefty.
Let's talk about the second grade.
I haven't seen the second grade. Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
I've heard about the second
grade. If we're still alive.
Is there some Kanapke?
No. That class. I'm telling you. You heard it here first.
Well, we might have to bring Dr. Phil in to get on that, staff.
Yeah.
Well, they're all good. They'll all flunk out. But if they're eligible. Okay. Anyway.
So second grade.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So is that crew and Q and all that?
Oh, my God. Worth boys. Actually, out. Nolan Winter.
Goobsy's kid.
There's a boatload of them.
Winners.
And Nolan didn't even play with him. He played like on an AAU team with his uncle. But third grade class I like.
Steve Diller's kid.
Diller. Johnny Ben's got a boy in there, Briggs.
Yeah.
Troy Greasup's boy. It's a nice little class. Yeah. Not a lot of them yet, but enough.
Yep.
Fourth grade class, which would be Curtis Stalger's boy and those guys. That's a fun little scrappy class.
Diller.
Yep. Fifth grade was Ty Stillworth and those guys.
Yeah.
And then sixth grade you got Owen Lamb, Ryan Judy, Johnny Ben. So pretty good little
your managers.
Mix. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, some of managers. Yeah. And then seventh grade class who went 12-6. And then eighth graders were about 500 this year. Yeah. So it's a fun group. We got some talent coming. We really do. Yeah. So you start blending some of those teams together, who knows? We lose five seniors this year. Hopefully the four juniors come back next year. Yep. Ton of sophomores yet. Hopefully they stick it out. You start throwing them freshmen in and sophomores, and we find a point guard here and there, and look out.
So we got to figure that out. We got to figure out a leader. How do you develop a leader?
You don't as a coach. They just have it. They just have it. You can just see it in the classes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you look at a Gavin Fortkamp or Grant and say, has he got that makeup? Does he have that?
I mean, I think you saw it some in the JV games this year when Breaker and Brody were still down there playing and they needed a bucket down the stretch. That's who Darian went to. Yeah. Several games. Grant, go get us a bucket. You just go get him a bucket.
You can tell them kids that want it. They want the ball.
Yeah.
And sometimes he didn't get the bucket, but he got fouled. I think there's one game he made eight foul shots in the fourth quarter and won the game.
Delphus. Yep. And I don't think Grant's a vocal leader. I mean, he's a guy that'll lead by example. A vocal leader for us, I don't know that we have. Troy's probably as rah-rah vocal leader as you can get.
Yeah.
With that being said, like I said, I don't know that you create it. I think that kid just has it in him.
Yeah.
And there's some lower level leadership in some of those classes.
They'll definitely be.
So when you look at a couple other questions I wrote down here. So what is our biggest need for improvement in our program? Would you say that we got to figure out how to shoot the basketball?
Shoot the basketball. Yep. Because we've always had hard nosed kids. So they're going to defend. Our kids will do whatever it takes to defend. They're going to do all that other stuff. We have got to be able to score the basketball. That's it.
Yep.
That is it. At all levels.
Agree.
At all levels.
But like our seniors and stuff, when in practice and after practice and they're just shooting, they make them all, right?
Well, yeah, there's no pressure on them.
Yeah.
But, there's a difference there.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just... some people are just good at shooting the ball better than other people, but reps.
You got to shoot.
And we've got to get kids in the gym. This year is a perfect example of why kids have to get in the gym and put in extra effort.
Yeah.
And we as a staff, we're already talking about, making the gym available, two or three times a day with our schedules and then four or five times during the week from the start of May through our dead period in August. We're not going to wait till June after our 30 days are up. We're going to get back at it.
I think I like your idea of signing in when you go up to shoot.
It shows some accountability.
I've been here a lot.
Right.
I want to win.
And it's not just shooting it. They've got to be able to dribble and pass and do all that. Yeah. So we're going to put a workout routine in to where they you know, do two ball dribble. They do passing. They do some post work, and then they get a lot of shots up on the gun within an hour.
Yeah.
Kids don't want to be in there more than an hour. And if you go in for an hour and work your butt off 4 days a week, 5 days a week, we'll be able to tell.
Oh, you'll tell.
Come September.
I agree.
Yep.
So I'm a huge fan of this. I don't know about you, but more divisions, you in or out?
It doesn't affect us at all.
You don't think it will?
Nope. Why? Because the divisions that it's going to affect is all Division One. We're going to play the same teams.
We're going to play the same teams, but a tournament draw could be a completely different.
No.
Absolutely could.
How?
Because you got 64 teams in D1.
Right.
You got 64 teams in D2. And then everything else is divided. Now, I'd seen Randy Brun said it did, but we don't know that. We don't know that where that cutoff will be until you... So you could.
Well, we're still going to play New Bremen.
I agree.
Early on.
I agree, yeah.
But you're saying once it gets to regional, could get easier.
Absolutely.
I think it's easy once you get to regional right now.
I do too.
You can get there.
My opinion is...
big.
Is I know we got to beat these teams. We're always going to have to beat these teams.
Yeah, because we're the same enrollment.
But we ain't got to beat whoever that team is.
Richmond Heights and...
Bull crap teams like that.
Depends on what their enrollment is.
Well, I like our chances better in six divisions than I do in four divisions.
Well, what it'll do, too, is, you know, a team like Rushi, who has a lot less, you know, they've got...
They're going to be one. Or
they'll be seven.
Six. Yeah, seven or six.
And we could be six. So we stay away from teams like that.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree. I think it's a great... Anytime
how are they
you give more kids more chances, I'm for it.
How are they going to do state tournaments? It's going to be 4 days.
Perfect.
I was sitting there thinking. I think I saw maybe on Facebook that they might play certain divisions at St. John Arena and play two places like they do up the state football place. They play two different fields. They might play two different
arenas.
Now that's just somebody on Facebook. After that came out, that said, maybe
we're all going to play them all together because they want guys like us going to the games.
I'll have my old coaching check spent in 4 days.
Perfect. What the hell is going to
gone?
Last but not least, I know it's been a tough year for you, but I really, as me and Fee sit there, and we've been doing this a long time, and Spencey, the effort of the kids has always been there.
Right. Yep.
I love our coaching staff because they're basketball Joneses.
Yep.
They really are. I mean, if you look at Scotty, you look at Darren, you look at Toby, you look at all them guys want to do is do what's best for the kids.
And they're all homers.
And I
love my staff. It's the funnest group of guys I've been around. And it's not my best friends from high school, none of them.
Right.
You know, when we sat down at the beginning of the year, there's a connection between all of us at some point, besides Jordan, who married in, which, hey, we'll take that marrying winning tradition.
Absolutely.
Bring it here.
On the staff.
Exactly right.
Because he has some good stuff with those younger kids. But, you know, Justin has a connection with Coach Vaughn. I got a connection with Coach Vaughn.
Yep.
Dilworth has a connection with Coach Vaughn.
Everybody.
Dilworth coached with me, with Rex and those younger guys. Yep. I coached Darian. I babysat Toby as a twerp, you know.
And he still coached him,
and now he's a bigger twerp, and I got to listen to him.
Yeah,
he's pretty smart. I hate to say that, but he's a pretty smart guy. It's a hoot.
I loved, and I shouldn't say this, but I loved, and if you guys, Fee wasn't there, but Neil was there. So the other Tri-Village game, it's senior day, and we did the same shit when we had kids. It was like when Greg played, and we'd And they had a kid that missed a dunk, and then he missed another. They were set a play up. And the last play, he misses a dunk. Well, we go down and shoot. He stays in there, and cherry picks, goes in, slams one. You should have seen our coaching staff yelling at Segas.
Oh, we were not happy.
No. We'll remember. You know, I loved it. I loved it. Because guess what? We understand it's senior night, and you want to do crap like that. Mm. But we got some kids coming up that if you do that, we're going to knock you on your ass.
I was going to say, you're going to get your head.
because that's when it's got to happen.
Yeah.
That's what,
right.
Listen, you want to try it once, that's fine. It ain't happening again.
You ain't doing it again.
Because we're going to knock you in about four bleachers.
Stay tuned. Yeah, and then believe me, we've made mental notes of teams that have kind of run it up on us a little bit over the last couple of years.
Yep.
It's going to happen. We're going to get there.
Are any of them MAC schools?
Yeah, there's some maximums.
Really? But yeah, sure most that. Most of them, they know. It's,
there's a few of them that have, that
goes
have
around, comes had, around,
their,
man.
Had their starters in a little bit too late.
Yeah.
In the
what
game,
goes thought, around, comes around, man.
I don't know. I've never big. I don't know. Maybe because I don't. I just I feel for teams that you yeah. know. I don't want to run it up on a say Mississinawa or right. somebody like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I think with the coaching staff around here in the MAC that they all respect everybody enough that they probably don't run them up too much. Couple times they probably could take press off. I thought maybe Sanders JV's put it to us a little bit when yeah. we played over there, and that I thought that maybe that was
yeah. that afternoon they did for sure.
And yeah. it's Mark Long, and I thought Long, come on, my brother.
yeah.
But, yeah, you know what?
Hey,
what you know comes what? Around goes around.
Hey, our kids can get in the gym
and get better.
Absolutely,
yeah. yep.
That's on us.
You want to make that yeah. stop? You know,
and that's the one thing we as a staff have said. This has got to stop.
We'll yeah. show you how.
And it, like I said, we're going to hold the kids accountable. There's going to be a push. You want to play, you're going to play.
Yeah.
Get in the gym and get better.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll find kids that do. You
yeah,
know,
true.
And I hate to sound like that. That's kind of harsh, but our job's to win games at the varsity level,
yep.
you know, and get them better at the lower levels. That way we can win games.
So they're ready to win, yep.
Nobody likes going 7-14 right, right. now.
Coach, yeah. let's finish it off with a bang.
Yeah, let's go big.
Yeah.
Let's get us a sectional.
I like our chances. I really do. I think we can get back to Walpock. That's, you know, that was one of the goals that the kids had. They loved playing at Walpock yep. last year.
Walpock is awesome.
And if we can get back there, man, that would be huge. We'd face LCC with nothing to lose.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
We'll throw something at them.
Hell yeah.
If we get there, you know.
Well, if those guys that can shoot start making those shots like they did when they were sophomores, then we're going to be hard to beat, man. But I've been waiting for 2 years, and it hadn't yeah, happened yet.
That's right.
All
right
of them haven't been clicking.
Yep. Right. We'll get them clicking.
Thanks
that's
for coming
good.
Up.
I'm yep. all for that.
Good luck the rest of the season,
hey,
my
thanks,
friend.
Thanks, guys.
We'll
hey,
come
bye.
Right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances and Radio Shack and other brand electronics, including cords and cables, radios, boom boxes, scanners, and don't forget the batteries. Stroll's also has GE small appliances, including the all-new Nugget Ice Makers. Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, serving the Jay and Mercer area for 84 years. If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 14th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These pork chop dinners will be prepared by Wendell's Barbecue, and the dinner includes a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll. All proceeds benefit the FRHS SAD group and the FREA, and the tickets are only $10 each and must be purchased by Friday, March 1st from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices. The Academic Booster Club is the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster tickets before March 1st for the grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 14th between 4 and 6 p.m. And why not get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on? The Jay County Civic Theater will be presenting Disney's Finding Nemo Jr. in early June, and the auditions are coming up on Tuesday, March 12th and Wednesday, March 13th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland. Callbacks will be Thursday evening, March 14th, and rehearsals will begin in early April. There are a number of roles available for this show and are open for anyone age 18 and younger. For the auditions, please prepare about 30 seconds of a musical theater song, and you can sing along with music from your phone or other portable device, and you will also be asked to read a few lines from the show's script. If you aren't able to get to the auditions on Tuesday, March 12th or Wednesday, March 13th, you can make other arrangements by inquiring at jcountycivic@gmail.com or by contacting director Jason McGraw. Make arrangements to get to Arts Place in Portland on Tuesday or Wednesday, March 12th or 13th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. for your audition to be part of Disney's Finding Nemo Jr., which will be presented in early June.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Talk with my good friend, Mr. Talk Harold Feely. Got a little echo.
Sorry.
Echo. It's always good to talk to Coach Leverett.
Yeah, Bob's awesome. Awesome guy.
Had to be tough with the season.
You said, he made a big, that's a big decision.
Yep.
Bringing them youngins up.
And you know, Fee, how it is, like with you as a parent of Cody.
Yeah.
And then all them kids in his class, you're close.
Yeah.
You're close to all those kids. Yeah. Just like, you know, Sam's all her buddies.
Jesus Christ, I agree.
And then you got to say, boys, we got to make it.
We got to make it happen.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's still fun.
It is. It is a lot of fun.
You know, it is. And we'll go to New Bremen Friday night. We'll compete and get ready for second season. That's right. Hey, good luck to Tegan Fort Camp. They got the old, she's going to state tomorrow.
She's going to state, isn't she?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. In the 50 and the 100, I think I read.
I believe that's right.
Yeah. So good luck to Tegan. Tremendous athlete.
She is.
I'd love to have her on the basketball team, but when she can go to state and.
And then Fee, tomorrow, the girls start their tournament trail at Wayne Trace. I was up at the New Knoxville girls game, and it is amazing to watch those freshmen from when the season started to how much. They've gotten better.
Got better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's credit to the coach.
It is.
I like that guy. I think he's going to do good for us.
Yep. If we didn't have injuries this year.
Yeah.
You know,
never know.
No, that's, you never know. And they've just, I enjoy watching them girls play. Coach, you Deitch, and you've done a hell of a job.
He's done a good job.
Good luck tomorrow. And you know what? Hell, maybe we can pull it off. Upset.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely can. Definitely can.
Yep.
Oh, there's a lot of things that can happen. Yep. I just wish the Garkey girl could have played last year and this year.
That poor girl didn't get a. She
played.
I've never seen anybody as good an athlete as she is.
Yeah,
she didn't get to bring it out there.
It was really cool what they did the other day. And
absolutely,
let her get those 2 points.
Yep,
and New Knoxville was great letting them do that, and it was just that was just exactly how it should go.
Yep. Agree. So good luck to tomorrow, the little Lady Indians.
And go get them, girls.
Is that a 6 o'clock?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock game, yeah.
Okay.
7 o'clock. Yeah. Wayne Trace, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
The Garkey girls shot, I didn't get to see it.
What were you doing?
Crying.
Really? Balling your eyes out? You're not good at that?
No.
No.
Well, I have nothing in it. And, you know, it was okay. And all of a sudden she got the ball and they got it to her. I didn't see a thing.
Yeah. The only thing that I would have done different, and I just think it would have been cool, was after Garkey scored.
Yeah.
What's her first name?
I had it on the tip of my tongue when I just said Garkey a second ago.
God dang it.
Yeah.
Anyway, after she scores, they take the ball out and they go and shoot a layup, tie it up, you know. Yeah. We should have blocked it. She went in there, had
swatted it.
You tell Carly Niekamp, Okay, Carly, you just act like you're going to let her score. And you go in there and you block it. And then we go fist to cuffs. Wouldn't that have been a classic?
No.
It'd have been on SportsCenter.
It would have been SportsCenter.
Everybody crying.
This is the nicest thing ever. What the hell happened? That'd have been a classic.
That'd have been awesome.
We'd have probably been banned from the MAC.
Yep, that would have been well. That would have been cool, though. We'd have laughed.
I think it was actually Coach Deitch that said he was involved in something like that. That they didn't let the other team go score, and that other team lost by 2 points.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was Coach Deitch that said it was somebody that that was at least somewhat close to our program.
Yeah.
That happened somewhere that they either were involved in or saw, and the team that got those 2 points won by 2 points.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Hey, good luck to the Bowlers. Bowlers,
hey, we're doing good.
Yeah. Boys and girls, both.
Both of them. When do they play?
I don't know.
Sure I think it's tomorrow.
I do not know that.
Is it tomorrow?
I might be.
You might be right.
Ooh, Dayton's getting beat by one.
Oh,
6 minutes. Who are they playing?
At George Mason.
Oh, yep.
That's why I was late. I was with Renee.
Those ats aren't necessarily all that good. I don't like the ats when we're talking UD sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You don't like the ats?
Don't like the ats. That hurts them sometimes, or at least in the past it has. I didn't pay that much attention this
down
year.
Down 16 seconds ago.
So they win by 5. Dayton will win by 5.
Down 2.
Yep, eight. Win by 5.
They got the ball?
The other team's got the ball. UD's in trouble.
Steal it. That's not good. Slam dunk.
Well, like you're thinking, Neil. Neil's Mr. Positive.
Get
fouled.
Neil, you are the positive guy.
Dunk.
Yeah. Then the other team gets a technical foul. They make a couple shots and steal inbound pass and dunk it.
Yep. So, okay, so tomorrow night, girls game.
Yep.
On PG-14, simulcast on
We're simulcasting WPGW. Yep.
Friday night.
We're simulcasting WPGW at New Bremen.
Okay. Rob's doing Friday night. Yes. Or Ed.
Yeah, probably Rob. His voice is back. So,
Yep. And then next Wednesday night, we will not have sports talk. We won't be at
game. We're going to game.
Yep. And we will be broadcasting that. The boys' games, we will be broadcasting.
You'll do both. Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll broadcast the boys' game and simulcast the girls' game.
Okay.
And girls' games. And as of right now, WPGW is out of people to, there's so many games, boys and girls and Blackford and Jay County going on next Wednesday that they'll be simulcasting Brian Patch and Jordan Winter. They're going to try to put their commercials in if they can, but we will be doing that game. And even if they were able to do it, we'd still be broadcasting.
Right.
We're broadcasting the boys game because our guys are really good.
Yep. Anything else, Feaser?
Nope.
What about Buckeyes beating...
big win.
Purdue last night.
You know,
was that the night before?
You know,
Hebler took over?
Yeah.
Huge first win.
Yeah, it was a big
kind of big.
Win.
That was a big one.
We'll see what goes on here. I don't know. The program sucks.
They got to do something.
Yeah, I think so too.
Can't come out of the gate. The last 2 years, 12-1 and 13-2?
Yeah.
And then just can't
win a road game.
Can't win a road game.
Yeah. No.
So is it coaching, recruiting, a whole bunch of different things?
Well, you can't
nobody
have,
cares.
You cannot have.
You said it.
Parks.
Yeah. Great kids.
Yep.
Good players.
Yeah.
MAC players. They're not Big Ten players.
I don't think so either. Although Parks has first basket of the year the other day against.
Did he get one?
Yeah. In first half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That. Well, but he's young. Maybe they can do something with him, but still, you know.
He is 6'10".
Yeah.
Big boy.
Big lad.
He's a big lad.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go to eat tonight? You guys go to
Gilbert's. Went to Gilbert's.
How's Gilbert's?
Yeah, very good.
Good.
There's a kid in there working tonight. I was going to ask him his name. Best kid I've ever seen. He was like I'd say he's probably a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Tremendous. He just came, he was doing tremendous.
Was your waiter?
Yeah, he was a waiter. Oh, my God. He was taking care of the whole place.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What'd you get? Spank burger?
I got a spank tenderloin.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
It was sauce on
hot.
It?
Woo, it's hot.
Ah, man.
That's spanking things. Woo.
Can't eat the sauce.
It's hot.
I like them.
I do too.
But can't eat
hard on the gizzard, isn't it?
Heartburn.
Starting tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
What? See that? Tomorrow.
What's starting tomorrow?
The place, the Woods Girls place. Lunch.
lunch.
Oh, yeah.
She's opening her up. That a girl.
She got salads and got breakfast sandwiches. And
there we go.
Got breakfast bowls and the whole nine yards.
Oh,
good.
That's awesome.
Good for her.
Yeah. I had fish from the IGA the other day and shrimp. I had shrimp. I went shrimp.
Shrimpy? My wife brought some shrimp home. They were good.
Yeah, big fat.
Yeah, big
shrimp.
Butterfly shrimp.
Butterflies.
Yep. So they take them, cut them in half, and bread them. It makes them look bigger, but it's still good. It's really good, especially if you have good.
That's why they call it butterfly?
Yeah, they spread them cut out. It and split them open. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I thought they were bigger shrimp.
Nope.
No, they're just wider.
Butterfly.
But yeah.
You take the shrimp, you cut it in half,
Not all the way in half, but yeah. Then you spread it open. Yeah.
Spread them.
Yeah.
That's why they call it butterfly shrimp.
Yeah. And it can either be really bad or really good. Because if the breading you use is good, it's great because you get more breading. But if the breading isn't very good, it's terrible because you get more breading. Yeah.
That's exactly. So, yeah, that's a good call.
So you need good breading.
Yeah.
Breading's a key.
Yeah. At least.
See, the shrimp at the IGA is better than the fish. They don't have enough breading on the fish.
You got to get better breading on the fish.
That's my thinking.
Might be.
Might be right.
Don't know.
Where'd you go Friday? Did you turn Bone Alley?
For lunch.
Yeah,
and then Friday night, I didn't have time to eat, so I wanted to get out to Wendelene because they always have good fish, but, you know.
I
had to head for New Knoxville in the snow. And
the road sucked.
Yeah. And you and I got
there
early.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good. Brian Patch, I think he said he was just a minute or two less than an hour from Fort Recovery to Knoxville.
If it is, he's a wimpy driver.
Well, he was behind.
He drives 140.
Well, he was.
Patch does.
Oh, he's there. He's 100.
He was behind.
We just go to Finley in a half hour.
He was behind, lines of cars that you can't get past.
Yeah.
So he said he had texted me at one time he was in St. Henry, 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
And going 30 miles an hour. About 30 minutes later, he texted and he was in Chickasaw going 20 miles an hour.
Yep. Yeah. You get behind him, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if
you
there's,
can't pass.
Yeah, if there's one or two, you can pass them. But if there's 15, you can pass one. You can pass two, but you're still right where you were.
And actually, on the way to Tri-Village on Saturday, the road sucked. 49 sucked.
Did.
It was early. I went and ate at B-dubs.
Yeah.
So I left like at 3 o'clock.
I was going to, and then by
you
the time...
You went and bought me dinner.
I could have.
Ooh, there you go.
I was going to leave here at 4, got out of here at 4:45
birthday
or
party.
Something like
birthday
that.
Party for me. I was out.
Oh, yeah. Can't miss birthday.
Can't miss birthday.
No, can't miss birthday.
It's big.
Tri-Village, you got a nice gym.
Yeah.
I've seen you had pictures. That's nice.
Yeah, I took the shortcut down to Tri-Village, and it wasn't any better than 49. 49.
What'd you do?
Get down to Lightsville and take Cold Town Lightsville, and then... Cold Town, New Madison. If the roads are good, it's a straight line exactly from Sharpsburg to New Madison. If you get to Lightsville and you look, and it's Lightsville Northern that goes straight into Sharpsburg.
Okay.
That's a straight line that goes right straight down to New Madison. And if you go that way instead of Greenville, cuts 5 to 7 minutes off the
Take Lightsville Northern...
Well, you wouldn't want to go to Lightsville Northern unless you're Sharpsburg, but you get to Cold Town, or you get to Lightsville, take Cold Town Lightsville Road straight south.
Okay.
I'm sure you know where that is, right?
Yep.
And it'll dead end on 571, but if you look through the trees, you can see where the light poles go right straight through. You can take that little jog around 571, get right on Cold Town, New Madison, takes you right straight there.
I've never went that way.
Never seen it.
I've never
done that one either. Yeah,
most people don't know that exists, but...
Now, do you go through Greenville or do you go around 127 to 36 and then...
Well, if I'm going to New Madison, I don't go that way. I never go that way.
What, are you stupid?
No, I cut 6 or 7 minutes off of it by straight down there to Cold Town...
And then I didn't know they had a new gym, so I'm in the old gym.
Yep.
And there's little kids playing. Yeah. It's 5:30, and I said, "Is there a varsity game?" Yeah, they're in the other gym. What the hell?
So I didn't know there was another gym. I knew they were doing some construction down there because I deliver down there all the time, and I knew they were doing construction. I had no idea they were replacing the gym.
Didn't know it. It's way the hell off to the
Really? East.
Yeah.
Their old gym wasn't that bad, was it?
No, not at all.
That's what I thought.
And now Ed Thurman told me about it, and he said, oh, yeah, the Wi-Fi connection's great. Well, Rob thought the Wi-Fi connection was going to be great, and it wasn't, because you have to have their password, and he couldn't get his computer to take that password. Mine did, but that didn't help him any.
Did Rob get on?
He got on, but we lost 7 minutes in the third quarter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was listening to some of it. It kept going out.
Really?
What the hell?
Yep, yep. So the Wi-Fi connection is just as bad as it was.
You guys had good seats.
Yeah.
Set you right there at the table.
Yep, yep.
Nice. Can't beat that.
No.
Yep.
Perfect. Where was the Tiger at?
Tiger was up top with Tri Village has a very similar thing to what we do.
Okay.
And they have guys up there. They have they're doing it right. Fort Laramie tried it and couldn't make it work. They're doing it right. They have all the right equipment. They have a guy. He's not quite Chuck's caliber, but he's definitely good enough to make it work very well.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they do
Chuck's
all the
Chuck's an things. Idiot.
Chuck's
I don't think he is.
Don't blame
an idiot.
Don't. I don't think he is. I think he's pretty pretty sharp. Because if it wasn't for him, nobody'd hear us, because we'll all be home, because no, it would never exist if it wasn't for Chuck.
Good luck to the Indians tomorrow. Good luck to Tegan Fort Camp.
Tegan.
And the Bowlers. I think they bowl.
And the Bowlers. You're right, probably right. I'm sure you are.
Well, right. They're definitely bowling this week, for sure.
I think it's Friday, maybe.
Well, whichever day Friday. It is, they're going to be awesome.
Yep. Could be Friday.
I'd say...
one of them had 300, right?
Yeah. Hatches and kids Lucas three Hatches. Bells.
Hatches. Three bells. That's beautiful.
Neat video.
That was a good video. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's awesome.
It is.
I think he had one earlier, like in the preseason, maybe this year, that he bowled a 300 in one of the scrimmage things. Or
really?
I don't remember what it was, but he, you know, when he's on, man.
Neat bird.
Go
neat
get him. Bird. Oh, yeah.
Tired tonight? Tired. You tired?
Bad. Dead tired.
Why don't you take the rest of the day off?
Working too hard. About killing me.
You should, if you owned it, you would
retire. Maybe I should retire.
Maybe as the owner, hire somebody. Hey, Tide is a new boot. Just hire more guys.
More guys.
Or you could just, what you could do.
I should hire that kid from Gilbert's tonight.
He can do it all.
Yeah. He can do it all.
Yep. Waiter tables and change oil.
Cigar.
Yep.
Get him a hamburger.
Get another mechanic or two and
there you go.
Go in the office. And now that the used car prices are getting reasonable, you can
start buying.
Maybe start buying and selling.
Hey, I am
just
looking.
Do that.
I'm going to be looking.
I'm about due to start buying again.
Yep, because right. It's starting to get there.
Thank Coach Leverett for coming up.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Bobby. We're off next week for the basketball game. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Sports Talk we'll presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Have a good one, folks.
See ya.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.